soldier with a rifle on the shoulder, and I'm ready for whatever comes my way.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the long-awaited DoD BFE podcast with your host Moondog and Red Falcon. Today we have a very special episode with Bullet, Jeremy Orloff, and our special guest Big Rich. Today we're going to be talking about last campaign, the general overall experience from 1.3. We're going to be moving to Source pretty soon. Their fondest memories of BFE, and you know, the most hilarious thing that's ever happened to them with DoD BFE. So guys, first off, how did last campaign go? I know we have, all of us were here on the winning side, the best side, the AX-100. So, Jeremy, what do you think? How did last campaign go for you?
Oh, I definitely thought last campaign, seemed like it was going to start out going off with a putter. You know, not really that much for BFE. But later in the campaign, when the Allies came back, when the Axis were just trumping them at first, I actually thought we were going to have a really great campaign in the end, which it really turned out to be, in my opinion at least. I mean, you know, we had the all-stars in the end of the campaign on each side just really showing their skills. There's no compare you'll find anywhere else.
Yeah, I agree with that. When the campaign first started, I thought it was going to be a pretty tough road for the Axis, because once you looked at the Allied roster, you'll see that, you know, all the really, really good players, most of them were Allies, so I thought we were going to have a pretty tough time with it. But it turned out it was just very good teamwork on the side of the Axis, but the Allies put up a heck of a fight. They pulled into it about halfway through the campaign. They just must have flicked the switch and just turned everything on.
Yeah, I agree. I have to say, though, this was the first campaign I had played in a while. I'd taken a break because I'd been really burnt out, and I wasn't expecting much, and it ended up being actually one of the funner campaigns I've ever played in. Really was a good time, a lot of challenges, even though there was some back and forth where I felt the Allies were going to drop. Anyway, I was really surprised, and I really enjoyed playing on the Axis side this time.
Yeah, I haven't been on the Axis for a while.
Yeah, I had a really good time this campaign. It was a little bit disappointing that we steamrolled the Allies so much. So I only hope they had as much fun as we did, but yeah, just talking on TS for making jokes about Dolly all the time, that was pretty fun.
Okay guys, since you guys have been in BFE for a while, more of us longer than most, how about your entire BFE experience? How everything go for you? Let's start off with Big Rich.
All right. BFE experience started off good. Joined in BFE 8. Had a great campaign. Really sucked me into DoD even more. Then it went bad. Then it went good. And stayed good for a long time. And it's always been good. And it's always been a great place to meet fellow DoDers and have a great community and a lot of fun memories. When playing in battles and forums and TS and practices and everything that doesn't happen anymore. That's probably about I can sum up my whole BFE experience. A lot of fun times as a CO, a lot of drunk times playing. It's always been a good time.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. My BFE experience, I basically joined, I can't remember which campaigns I played in, but I've been on and off for the past year or two. I'm hitting random campaigns, mostly with the players that I like. This is really one of the best communities that you'll find anywhere, especially for DoD. I mean, as Big Rich was saying, with practicing scrimmages, and you know, we have the battle squads, it really builds up a community that, that's really most of the fun in this. I mean, actually playing Day of Defeat is just secondary to the people that you meet and playing with everyone else. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with Jeremy. I joined not too long ago. I think it was April of 05. I haven't really been around as long as these guys have, but BFE has been real good to me. I thought I was going to stay Allies for, you know, the rest of the time that we were playing 1.3. Then I switched to Axis. I had a really good time. So I stayed with Axis, and it looks like all my fun is about to be over. My first six campaigns, I went from private to sync in, like, the least amount of time possible. So I don't know how everything's going to be going from now on. I'm sure it'll be good, you know, to be a grunt once in a while, because I haven't really got that experience just yet. But I love BFE. I love the people here. Just have some funny, funny people here. I really like it.
Okay, well, I have to agree with most of what's been said. I started BFE 8, I think, about the same time Big Rich did, and had a lot of great fun, especially playing with the 1st British Division. That was a blast. Now, you know, there was a time I quit about, I guess, 6-8 months ago, and or took a break because of the political infighting and the claims of person A getting promoted because person B liked him, and nobody promotes Jeremy because he's a jerk, and, you know, stuff like that. So I took a break and came back, and so I wasn't expecting a lot in this last campaign, but actually was surprised. I think my experience peaked with the A10. I think I was a colonel or something. We had a really good group there, and that was probably the apex of my BFE career. I knew that it couldn't get a lot better than that after that, and in fact, a lot of the good players that I was friends with left right after that. So I was glad to come back. It's been a great time. The community has been fantastic. A lot of great people, a lot of strange Canadians. Otherwise, though, pretty much good folks all around, and it's something I'll never forget.
Yeah, BFE has been really fun. A lot of people don't know this, but I was actually in the Allied 7th for about 2 battles. How long? I guess that was like 4 years ago. And I had a 56k back then, so I couldn't really run TeamSpeak or anything. So I quit, and I left, and I forgot about it. But then I came back in about BFE 15, and I played for 2 campaigns, and I really enjoyed it and everything. And then I think it was a pay-to-play campaign, so I quit again for a while. But then I came back, and I've been playing every campaign ever since, had a really good time, somehow managed to, yeah, Big Rich did pay for me the second campaign I played, actually. I don't know how I got him to do that. I haven't actually paid for any single campaign, I've always got somebody to sponsor me. I just really enjoy the community here, and I really love being a CEO, and with any luck, Moondog will make me a CEO next campaign.
Okay, guys, that was good. So tell us, what was your fondest memory from BFE? I'm not talking about the funniest, but what do you remember most about BFE?
The first and only memory I'll ever have is my first CO leadership on the battle, and when we were having a battle. And I hadn't held a CO position until I went to the Axis side. And that's when Wolfield kind of grabbed me and Scuba and all them, and they picked me up, you know, and threw me into the CO ship, and I'm sitting there, and I think I was a Hauptmann or a captain, and Defizia had 2 sides, an Axis side, and then the Allies were through these big doors on the other side and stuff, and they had the center place with these 2 buildings in between. And, well, we were holding the center, and I had just gotten back from a day of drinking at the football games, and I threw in, got in.
Go Boilers.
And Go Boilers, and got in, and Wolfield grabbed me and said, all right, Big Rich, you have the server. And I'm like, what? Okay. So I'm slurring everything I'm saying. I, in my head, I'm saying it correctly, but I'm not. So I'm in the middle with an STG, and everybody's running past me, and they're like, what are we supposed to do? And I'm like, okay, you 3 guys go left, you 2 go right, and I'll stay right here. And they're all, and it just came out with, you can go again, and you can go hell. And everybody just started cracking up laughing. And I'm like, what are you guys laughing at? And they're like, we don't know what you said, but all we got was that you were going to stay right here. And it just cracked my shit up. And it's been one of the memories I've had for a long time, and that's probably the craziest thing that ever happened when I was in charge.
It's hard
to follow a drunk CO, you know it.
All right, so I would have to say my fondest memory is definitely gonna be my first campaign. I was on Access for that first campaign, even though subsequent campaigns for a while I stuck with the Allies, but I had taken a break, so, I was, like, the atypical eager newbie. I wanted promotions, I wanted to be out in front, I wanted to give orders, I wanted medals, definitely, especially. And so I was just going for flags, I was getting as many kills as I could, and I could definitely say that, it was really a lot of fun. I mean, even though I was a freaking newbie, I felt kind of sorry for the others because I just felt like an ass sometimes. But that was what really hooked me in BFE. I mean, the fact that I could go out like that as a newbie and have a lot of fun, even if I wasn't really benefiting the team that much. I mean, I got better over time, definitely, from where I was starting then. But I'd have to say that was really my fondest memory, just when I was first starting out. It was so amazing. I mean, I didn't imagine previously that anything like this could exist in Day of Defeat.
Yeah, my fondest memory goes, I think it was my second battle in BFE, USMC. The first battle was on Railroad. I was going left flank, and I think Big Rich had an MG set up watching the rail car. I just started playing this game about 2 weeks before that, so I really didn't know what the hell I was doing. So every time, we were supposed to keep feeding Biggie ammo. Every time I ran past him, I really didn't know the trajectory of the ammo that I was dropping. So every time I'd run by, I'd just drop it in his face. And he'd start getting all pissed off, saying, "Come on, guys, don't drop the ammo boxes right in my face. I can't see the train car." I just kept on dropping them in his face. I felt real bad. But it's with either that and the fact that after two campaigns of BFE, really, it's good to know that you can go on most public servers and absolutely kick the snot out of anyone who's on there. That's a good feeling.
I would have to say that my fondest memory, really the first few campaigns, all had a great set of memories because I was playing with the British, and it was the first time that had been played with, and Goose and Bean, and a lot of fun guys. But really, I'd say my fondest memories come from when I was a colonel with the 10th. We were the 10th Mountain Division, and our general was Tom, who was probably the best all-around player I've ever played with and a fantastic guy. And then our general, our sink was Briar Gates. And, you know, they were really great folks. They made it fun, and we won. And it was the first time in a long time where the Allies had won, and that was a nice thing. And specifically in that campaign, I remember one time where we were fighting a battle towards the end, and our numbers had been low. And we got serious towards the very late at night, got serious towards the end, and turned a couple of full caps, and I think I got the last full cap of night, and that last full cap won the map for us that night. So it was a great campaign. I would say the 10th was my fondest memory.
I guess I'd have to say my fondest memory of BFE was probably not too long ago. Just the campaign where Mofo was general. It was the last paradivision, and I finally got to be an actual CO, because as we all know, Captain is just like a little fake CO. But I actually got to be Major, and we had just a really, like, perfect group of COs there, I think. Just everybody, just, like, we had all the different personalities. We had Ruminita, who was very nice, and then we had Noble Clem, who liked to yell at everybody. And then I would consider myself kind of the person in the middle. And that was a real tough campaign. That was a pretty close one. And that was just the most fun I think I've had as in my entire BFE experience.
All right, and as the last portion of this introductory part, tell us the most hilarious thing that's ever happened to you in BFE.
Damn it. I'm trying to remember which campaign that was. No, I can't remember which campaign that was. Where the one campaign where Fireblade was actually a CEO. Which was that? I'm trying to remember. Was it Paris or was it...
Could have been USMC.
Alright, it was CMC. Alright. Anyway, starting that again. I would have to say the funniest time I actually experienced in BFE was with the USMC, where it was the only campaign where Fireblade was an actual CEO, and we did terrible. I mean, every possible thing happened that could go wrong in the campaign. We had number shortages. You know, CEOs, obviously, Fireblade's a crappy CEO. I mean, he's an all-around crappy player, let's admit. But, yeah.
Okay, since Jeremy's a dumbass, I think that my most hilarious moment, it's a combination of things. I mean, Fireblade was absolutely hysterical, and late-night antics with my AX100 guys, that was those were good times. But probably the most hilarious thing that's ever happened to me, it was, again, with the USMC. It was such a funny division. It was on... Oh, crap. It was... Panzer B2. It was on Panzer B2, and we had about four people at the last flag. I think it was like me, Alms, Fireblade, and some other guy, I can't remember. And it could have been like FODS or something. So we're all just about to get the last flag for a full cap. And, you know, the USMC never really won, so it was good to be actually winning. We're just about to full cap. It was going to be so great. And all of a sudden, this grenade just flies over our head. It was green. It was friendly. And Marcos just wipes us all out with one grenade. And, of course, we're getting full cap because he killed four of us with one grenade. He tries to run for the flag and immediately gets shot. Now, it was a pretty close game up until then, and we could have, you know, taken the lead, but of course not. Marcos, his team killed us all with one grenade. We laughed about that for a really good time, like, really long time, and tried to avoid Marcos from there on out.
Jeremy, have you collected yourself, or do you want me to go?
You go.
Well, this was a tough one because there are so many fond memories because I don't really take this stuff real serious, so I end up having a lot of funny memories. Really playing with some of the guys I play with over the years, there have been great moments, especially playing in the British divisions. And, you know, I experienced some of the stuff with the USMC. That was also pretty entertaining. But I would say the most hilarious thing I've ever experienced was something that Big Rich talked about, was when we, after we'd won in the, I don't remember which campaign it was, but we were the 10th Mountain and there was the 12th Allied Division as well. We'd won and we decided we were going to do a victory song because we were all drunk and we talked each other into it. And so we all sang one part of We Are the Champions, but we made words up. Altered the words, and so everybody would do a clip, and they sent it to somebody. I can't remember. It was a Swede, I think, and he had a recording studio, and he really did a pretty nice job of it. But the two hilarious parts was Buddha was trying to sing in English, and his broken English was the worst singing, tone deaf, monotonous singing I've ever heard.
Oh,
and of course, his Quebecois accent was just hilarious. And then, at the very end of it, some guy I can't remember who it was, but he was trying to sing the song, and his mom was in the house with him, and she started yelling at him. And he yells at right after he stops singing, he yells, "Shut up, Mom!" And the guy that was editing it left that on there. So that's the last thing you hear in the song. So that was by far one of the most hilarious things I'd ever done. And we had a good time doing it.
Well, that's a really tough one. Because, so many stupid things happen over the course of every campaign. But I think probably the funniest thing that's ever happened has to be with the podcast. Just one night after we were finished, we usually just kind of sit around and joke around. And for some reason, the topic of Transported 2 came up. And we had Fireblade and John Matrix on here at the same time. And if you've seen Transporter 2, you know how horrible a movie it was, and Fireblade and Matrix just went on for like half an hour about how horrible that movie was, and it was just like, I'll include some clips in the show, because it was just the best thing ever. And also, for sure, I'm sorry, Elodie, but there was this one time we were recording the show and Elodie had to go somewhere, and so this girl gets on his microphone and she's like, "Oh, is this thing on?" And she's like, "Well, oh, sorry guys, but Trevor has to go somewhere." And everybody just burst out laughing because he's never mentioned his name before and anywhere in the history of BFE. And that was just like...
No wonder. His name's Trevor.
That was just...
That explains a lot about him.
I'll never forget that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I would have to say that my funniest moment in BFE history, also my favorite moment, was with the Brits. Of course, Fireblade was on the server. That definitely means things are going wrong. We were getting absolutely mowed down by the Axis. They were just full caffeine it up. And we ended up getting the idea, because we were basically dying at the last flag as we'd spawn in and run out. And so there were a pile of weapons there. I think it was me who was using the Piat, and I just kept dropping it off when I died. And basically we had half the team outfitted with Piats by halfway through that cap. And so we got the idea that, hey, maybe it'd be a good idea to just prone at the last flag with Piats. So it was a pile of like four or five of us sitting there. We actually lasted a couple minutes. It was frightening because I think the Axis were just confused or something. Too confused to go near it. And then a grenade came in and killed us all. It was good times. I don't think that can match with some like Red Falcon and Bullet, what they had to say about their funniest moments. But, you know, that was definitely my favorite moment.
I forgot to mention Astro's map. He also, Astro made a Allied biased map that we would play after the matches were over. And all the Axis, when they spawned into a pit and they couldn't get out and there's no way to get out. I completely forgot that.
We have a special part of the podcast right now. Big Rich has an announcement before he has to get out of here. So, Big Rich, take it away.
I just wanted to let y'all know I'm coming back next campaign since we're coming back to Source. I've said I was, and now I am, and you all get the luck of having me around again.
Yay! All right, and that wraps it up with this BFE DOD podcast with your hosts Moondog and Red Falcon. Next time, we'll have a discussion on Source and possible tweaks to help you guys with lower-end systems get some better FPS and all of those good things that Red Falcon will have for us. So until then, this is Moondog and Red Falcon signing off tonight.
We are champions. We are the champions.
Life for life.
Ah!
Bitch. Okay, good. We're finished.
Oh, thank God. I've been dying to get out of here. I've got so many places to go.
My wife's downstairs cleaning up. I'm going to stay here.
Okay.
Good call.
I remember you had the prettiest voice I've ever heard.
What, do you guys have no opinion of your own? Come on.
In the garage when all the black people are about to kill him, and he's like, wait, and they all stop. Like, you're going to tell a bunch of black people about to jack your shit to stop, and they're going to stop.
They'll kill you and then take the jacket. Be like Red...
No. This
I bet you
this
can't even
worse.
Tell when Red Falcon sings and when he's just talking.
I think he sings all the time.
That's what it sounds like.
That was him
singing. It's like your mic is negativing you.
Oh, but then I'm going to have to learn from Ozzer, and I can't understand a word he's saying.
What's an Ozzer?
I made him that sick. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
That was the best banner I've ever seen.
I made him at SIG. I'm like, what the hell is an Osmer? I didn't know what to put on it. I didn't know what an Osmer was. So I just found a picture of a guy shrugging. I put the word shrugging man in Google, and I just picked an image.
Member joined.
Oh, God, not Dolly. Oh, oh good, he's going into World of Warcraft. Okay, good. All right, five more seconds. Okay.
Shh, he'll hear us.